This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Can you believe already the last weekend of January 2019? Only 11 more months to go for Christmas. On our show this hour is Ken Cage. Ken is the host of a new show that's on the internet called Renegade Repos. He used to be part of the show called Airplane Repo on TV, but now he's got his own internet program that is really, really good. Believe me when I tell you. Bobby and Andy Cohen, father and son team, on the Velocity Channel with their show Junkyard Empire. James Lipton, boy, I tell you, what a guy he is. He's the host and originator of Inside the Actor Studio. And then Chef Gernard Wells, the chef of love, will be here. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi Today.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. You know, I talk to a lot of people who have television shows and internet shows and radio shows, but I am a big fan of this show. It was on the Discovery Channel, and now it is a show that you can find on their own website. They have their own YouTube channel. Joining us right now, Ken Gage. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. So tell us about this new season. For people who may not have seen this, they not only repo airplanes, but they also repo yachts, buses, exotic cars. They've got a lot of guts. But tell us about this new season and the new site and YouTube channel.
I appreciate it. Well, the new show is going to be called Renegade Repos. The website's renegade-repos.com. The show that was on Discovery, they had three teams showing all of us doing repos. Danny and I just decided when the network didn't want to pick it up again, we said, you know what, there's just too many fans that want to see this. So it's just going to be Danny and I doing it, and you're going to see a lot more detail in each repossession, which is what everybody's been clamoring for. So we'll be showing from the time that we get the order, the investigation, which is a lot of the most interesting stuff happens in the investigation, and then we'll show the repos as well. So we're really, really excited about it. We've got a lot of people behind us that are excited about it, so we're ready to kick this off.
And I can't wait because I know that the new addition with the investigations is going to be a great asset to it because that was the part that was missing on the Discovery Channel. Now, you had a show that actually happened last week that was a live event, but you are going to repost that on the Renegade/Repos.com channel, correct?
That is correct. And again, another thing that, we felt, and the fans made it loud and clear, one thing that wasn't really covered was the pilot's perspective. If you remember in the show, on the network, they'd show the pilots running up, getting in the plane, and flying. There's a lot that goes on for a pilot. A lot of it. So the live event will be four episodes, and it's these three of my pilots who combined for over 700 aircraft repos with me, telling their stories and the mechanical issues that they face, and the, you know, obviously the FAA, they never cross the FAA, so how do we get the ferry permits? And just, it's just fascinating, their stories, because they were all 20, 21, 22 when they started with me, and now they're commercial pilots. It'll be on Renegade-Repos, I hope, by February 1st. It's in edit now, but we're going to have four episodes of the pilots telling these fascinating stories that were never touched on before. So it's just completely unique.
This is a very dangerous type of occupation for a couple of reasons. First of all, you're taking away somebody's prized possession. If they have a classic car or a jet or a yacht, I'm a classic car collector. Somebody touched my classic car, so now you're dealing with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay, so that's dangerous from that standpoint. The second standpoint, and I've often been amazed at this, as we get into an airplane and you say, geez, this thing hasn't been started in 3 months. We don't know if it's got water in the fuel tank. We've got to check the stabilizers and all of the outside gear and the landing gear and everything else. You don't know what the heck you're getting into. I mean, you might get away from the owner, but you may not get away from an accident.
That's true. That's true. And again, one thing we're going to try and show is more of that process with the pilot, because everybody thinks, based on the editing that they did on the network, pilot gets an airplane and flies. There's a lot more that goes on with it, which, again, honestly, it builds the tension for me. Because I'm like, can you hurry up with this inspection here? And they're like, no, we can't. It's like the whole time you feel the clock in the back of your head saying, the debtor's coming, the debtor's coming. These pilots are pros. So they follow every letter of the law to make sure they're doing things right, not had any issues. Because if we're not sure, we'll do one of two things. We'll either take the airplane, taxi it to the other side of the field where we're more safe so we don't leave the ground. Or if we're comfortable that it's a safe airplane, we might fly it 5 minutes to get it to the next airport and then, you know, go through a much more detailed inspection. But you're right. It's dangerous because as soon as you run that thing up, you don't know.
I often wonder, if you have all of the legal papers and the owner is in default, why do you have to sneak into it? Now, I know that, you know, people can repossess cars because they just don't want to give them up. But how do you do that? I mean, I always am amazed when the police stop you because the debtor calls the police. And the police should say, hey, he's got all the paperwork, just let him take the vehicle or let him take the plane.
Yeah, so the thing with the police, and this is something that doesn't really help us, but it doesn't hurt us, is that they cannot assist or support us in any way.
Okay.
It's a civil matter. So they can't tell a debtor, yeah, let him go or whatever, anything like that. They can come out and verify the paperwork. And that's generally what they do is, you know, hey, do you have everything? Yes, here's my paperwork. I'm a licensed repo agent in the state of Florida. I'll show them my repo license, and they'll say, okay, you know, it's legal. And that's the extent of it. Now, the reason we sneak around, even though it's a legal process,
right,
is because airports are very close-knit families. So if I try, like, we're at Atlantic Aviation, you know, at the Orlando Executive Airport.
Right.
So if I try and go in the front door of Atlantic and say, hey, you know, I want Ron's airplane, well, you're their customer. So in many cases, what the FBO might say, oh, no, you can't touch my customer's airplane. They might block us. They might try and stop us from getting out there. The line people get involved, the people that kind of are out there running around the airport and fueling up and things like that, a lot of times they're really loyal to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might tip off the customer one time, and this was on one of the first season episodes. You know, we talked to the FBO. We got the airplane. We thought everything was good. Well, then the debtor comes around another gate, talks to a line person who's loyal to him, and gives him our airplane that we already repossessed. So those things happen a lot. And until we know where people stand, we've got to sneak.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll tip off the debtors or they'll stop us themselves, and that's no good. So,
did you not have a fellow on the show by the name of Mike Kennedy? He got punched out a couple of times, didn't he?
That was actually Kevin down in Texas got punched out.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Kevin did. Mike's in Orlando.
Yeah.
Great guy. He's the one that has the snakes.
Snakes,
and the,
right.
Had the leopard. And,
right.
He's doing great conservatory work. Great work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Kevin got knocked out once. I saw that one. In the U.S., you're not allowed to breach the peace or break and enter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never, never gotten to that point here in the States because it's not legal.
Yeah.
But I did have a situation outside the States, and unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your point of view, they caught it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily I got the first, he pushed me from behind, and it was hot. It was St. Croix. It was humid. I was just miserable from being up all night, and I just turned around and clocked him, and luckily I hit him.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that could have gotten a lot worse. It took Danny literally a minute or less to get there, and once he got there, it's like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, what are you going to do now? The monster has come in. Does this problem multiply when you go into other countries, though?
It can. Absolutely, yes. A lot of times what I'll do when I'm in another country is go to the local police department and say, this is what I'm here to do. Here's the paperwork. Here's my identification. What do I need to do? And I'll ask them, what do I need to do to perform this in a legal manner?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, it takes us filling up their chase boats with fuel, mm-hmm. or something to that effect, a little gift.
Sure.
In return for their help.
Sure.
That works for me.
Ken, I'm going to ask you a question that I don't mean to back you in a corner to, but do you ever bring anybody with you? I mean, like one time I rode with the sheriff's department, okay? I mean, on a local deal or a regional deal, would you ever like take somebody like me who's a big fan of the show? Or would I just get in the way?
No, you would. I can work with anybody. We've done this. I've done over 2,700 of them in the last 13 years. So I could take people. Actually, it's funny. One time I took a DJ from one of the Orlando stations,
yeah.
radio stations on. And the first one was real quiet. Everything went smooth. He's like, I can do this. I can do it. Well, then we went to get a boat. And the debtor was on board. Then as we're pulling away, the debtor runs down the dock to try and jump on the boat. And we got that on video for CBS News. Panicked on the back of the boat. I mean, he was panicked. Going, you still think you could do this? No, I'm done. We have to kind of feel people out first. Obviously, but I mean, I've taken a camera crew of four people on repos. So, just having one person without a camera, that would be no problem.
Oh gosh, we got to do this, Ken. I got to come out to your place and take you out to lunch and sell you on this deal because I want to do that. I want to do that so bad. Well, everybody, turn to renegade/repos.com. Four new episodes coming up with our guest Ken Cage. And Ken, this is a great show. I really mean this. I'm not saying this because you're on, but I can't wait for the second season and this new format and the new distribution of it. It's going to be sensational.
Well, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate you saying that, and I hope everybody does tune in to the website, because hopefully we've got some videos up now,
yeah.
but they're going to come hot and heavy starting February.
And ladies and gentlemen, there may be a future episode on the show with yours truly in it. Me and Danny and Ken will be out there. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it. And there's more
thank
to come
you.
With Ron Sedgie today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. If it's trending, it's right here. You know, in this business, they give you a lot of times bios and, you know, little descriptions of shows if you're talking about a TV show or a movie or a book. In this particular case, I don't need this bio, okay, because I know all about this show. I'm a big fan, first of all, of the cable channel Velocity. I'm a car guy. And this show is coming back for its second season. It's called Junkyard Empire. I love this show. And the father-son team, we have Father Bobby Cohen and son Andy Cohen. Bobby, Andy, welcome to the show, and congratulations on another season.
Thanks for having us, Ron. Thanks for having us.
I'm so glad that you got back for another season. I was hoping that you would, even though you guys go at each other's throats at times. It's the, excuse me when I say this, Bobby, the old versus the new.
Absolutely.
It's amazing how you do this. Tell us, first of all, for those people who may not know, how you control a 2,500-car junkyard, sell parts, restore cars, and have a used car lot on top of it. I mean, it's astronomical what you do.
It's really good help. I couldn't do it without every single employee that I have, and everyone here has a job, and they do their job, and that's the only reason I can do what I do.
Now, Bobby, you started this almost 50 years ago, right?
That's correct.
So, Andy, you grew up in this junkyard.
I did. I grew up banging on cars with a hammer.
Okay.
Took them down there as soon as he started the walk. I swear I did.
Now, you know, it's funny because when I watch this with my wife, who happens to be a car girl, she'll say to me, how can they tell what's worth anything when it's a junkyard? But, you know, I see these cars and I think to myself, wow, you know, like, that's a 68 Camaro. That's a 72 Coupe DeVille. I mean, why is that in a junkyard? And you guys see it the same way, as a treasure.
Exactly, and that's how we look at it. You got to assess every single thing that comes in the yard, and you say, what could it be, not what it is. That's what I do, and I determine whether or not it's worth fixing, flipping, turning it into parts, or just plain beer cans.
Mm-hmm. Is it difficult sometimes to part with these? See, I could never be a car dealer because I'd want to keep everything, you know.
That's my problem.
Yeah. I mean, is it tough when somebody comes in and says, you know, I really want that frame, even though it's beat up, with that 56 Thunderbird, and you say, no, I want to keep that car. I mean, you can't do business that way, obviously.
Right. And that's, you really have to look at it as everything is
for sale.
Everything's for sale, and there'll be another one right behind it.
Yeah.
So I used to be saving everything, and I had a junkyard full of stuff that I wanted to save, and then just got to the point where you know you're not going to do anything with it, and it's time to let it go. And if I want to do something with it later, another one will come across the table.
Yeah. Andy, are you the only sibling?
I am the only son. My dad has two daughters.
Are they in it, Bobby?
And he has one daughter.
So,
my one sister runs my service department up at the dealership, and my other sister is just takes care of her three girls.
Now, I know you go through some restoration, too. I mean, somebody told me that you have a Mercedes SL55 AMG that you spotted at an auction. Does that need restoration, or are you just going to flip it?
That's your you're going to see that up on season two. We actually took it and put a body kit on it and did a whole bunch of modifications, and it came out awesome. I think you're going to love that show.
No kidding. What is the fetish, if you will? I go to all the auctions, Barrett Jackson and Meekum and all the auctions. What is this thing that goes on that a high-line car like a Bentley or a Rolls goes for nothing, and a 1968 Plymouth Fury with the little hubcaps, a bench seat, no radio, but because it's got a Hemi, goes for $150,000. I mean, what's going through these people's minds? I mean, is it the car that they dreamt about when they were in junior high school?
That's exactly right. Old school guys made some money in their time, and they want to do something with it, with car-wise. I would assume that it, later on it will change to different cars for different people, and you know, but it's the old school guys that make it happen.
It's amazing to me because I look at that, and you know, I was pretty fortunate to have a nice job early on in life, so I had those cars when they were relatively new, and I just can't understand paying, you know, $40,000 for a 67 Camaro these days, but that's what happens.
Yeah, and it really is supply and demand. You know, if people pay it, that's what they're going to get for it, and it's really all about options because you can still buy that 67 Camaro for $20,000. It's just not a Yanko or something like that or a big block or whatever the case may be. It's really, you know, how many did they make, how many of them are still out there, and how original is it?
Well, we're going to put you on the block right now, okay? One of my cars is a car I've wanted since 1970. I bought a 1975. There are only 550 made between 1970 and 1985. The first one was bought by Elvis Presley. I have a 1975 Stutz Blackhawk. Now, there's a car that is very, very rare. Yet, a lot of times it takes a bad rap, and the guy that really gives it a bad rap all the time is my friend Jay Leno, which I don't understand. The car's great. I love the car.
You know what? Sometimes it just takes a while for people to come around, and that's all. That's what you're waiting on, and it will. If it's rare and there's not a lot of them, it will come around. Just give it time.
Yeah, there was only 550 made in 15 years. That's a heck of a small lineup of production.
Yeah, but
Ron, you have answered... You've answered the question you asked before. You want to get that car. You're the one person. It doesn't take 100. You want that car. So if we had one, you would buy it.
Yeah, and I'd probably pay any price for it. Have you ever had one on the lot?
No, never.
Yeah. So what is the most popular junkyard car that you think, not necessarily for parts, for a whole body, that you think you've experienced over your years in this business? Is there one that stands out?
No, I think you can take any muscle car. Right now, it's Ford Broncos. Broncos and Jeeps right now are really hot. And if you asked me that question a year ago, I'd say every Camaro, 67 to 9 Camaro out there would be the hot cars. And a year before that would be your Mustangs. It's just... everything turns, and it's just what's hot this year.
I bought a 1967 Camaro Super Sport, convertible, disc brakes, Hurst shift, beautiful car, had like 3,000 miles on it, bought it in 1968, paid $2,500 for it, sold it for $17,000, thought I made a great deal, and today I see him for
$42,000. Oh, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Everybody does that. Everybody kicks themselves in the butt for not knowing what it could be.
Yeah, who knows?
But it was hard turning down that 26 then, or whatever, the 17 or whatever you sold it for.
Yeah, I know. $1,700 and I drove it for 3 years. Are you kidding me?
That's great. Yeah. That's it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Junkyard Empire, it's every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock on Velocity. It's its second season. And the stars of the show are Bobby Cohen, Dad, Andy Cohen's son, and it's a great show on a great network. Guys, thanks for joining us, and when I'm out near your neck of the woods, I'm going to stop in and see you guys at the junkyard.
I'll be happy to take you to lunch.
Oh, man, that would be great. We could talk cars and look at junk.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And when I look at your junk, it's like looking at a newfound treasure. Believe me when I tell you, I'm one of those guys.
All righty.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bobby Cohen, Andy Cohen, father-son team, Junkyard Empire, Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on Velocity. They're like the 2019 version of Sanford and Son, only of junk cars. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still calling for a border wall after ending the federal government shutdown. He's insisting there was no concession on his end. He tweeted, 21 days goes very quickly, and negotiations with Democrats will start immediately. It will not be easy to make a deal. Both sides very dug in. The case for national security has been greatly enhanced by what has been happening at the border and through dialogue. The Hill's White House columnist Niall Stanich says it's a victory for Democrats.
The president got his posterior kicked here. I mean, this was the most one-sided resolution of this kind of conflict, this kind of legislative conflict that I've seen in a long time. He shut down the government for more than a month seeking funds for the border wall. He didn't get any of those funds.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. For all the guests we've had on this show, it's really amazing that I just can't say all the things that our next guest does without having no time left to talk to him. He's the host and creator of Inside the Actor's Studio. His show is seen in 125 countries, 94 million homes on Bravo, and he's embarking on his 20th Emmy nomination. Joining us right now is Mr. Show Business, James Lipton. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm fine.
Thank you so much for joining us. I was staggered when I started to read everything that you've done in this business. And I stopped at host and creator, but I didn't go on to say that, of course, in addition to that, you are a writer, the books, you are a director, a producer in theater and on television, playwright, lyricist, screenwriter. I mean, I don't know how you get time for all that you do, plus this sensational show. And I must add, congratulations on the embarking of the 20th nomination of this program, Inside the Actor's Studio.
Thank you very much. As you may know, I'm adding one more credit to my resume. I'm now an inventor.
That's what I heard. This is the first time around as an inventor, but knowing you, I'm sure it won't be the last. It's kind of a unique thing, though. You had a ballet accident when you were training that left you with arthritic knees, so you invented a device to help you. Others,
that's
too.
Correct. Every necessity is the mother of invention, and knees ease is my answer to my problem. Anybody who has arthritic knees, and there are millions of them out there, knows that doctors and chiropractors have only one solution: to sleep with a pillow between your knees. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, I've done it. Yes, absolutely.
You've done it?
Yes.
Then this is addressed to you.
Yes.
The problem with that, of course, is keeping the pillow between your knees, because it migrates, and now you've got two problems: the pillow and the pain.
That's exactly you're right. Absolutely.
Several
right.
years ago, I was lying awake one night and I thought, what if the pillow was somehow attached to me, moving with me, cushioning my knee no matter what position sleep took me to? There followed 3 years of intensive development with a panel of physicians with breakthrough materials, cutting-edge techniques, and the result was kneesies, which we appropriately spell KNEESEASE. It's not a sedative or a miracle cure for arthritis. It requires no doctor's prescription, has no side effects. It's a pain averter, and it works. It has worked for me and is working now for people who avail themselves of it. There's a fellow named Dr. Daniel Richman, one of the physician panel, and he's the director of pain management at New York's famous Hospital for Special Surgery. This is what he said about it. After evaluating every progressive development of kneesies, I can say it does exactly what it's designed to do. And if there were anything like it anywhere, I would know. There isn't. I will never, ever again tell patients to sleep with a pillow between their legs. That problem has been solved by kneesies.
Wow.
It works. It worked for me. It worked for 3 years of very, very patient, careful development. Would you like to know the website, if anybody is curious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, James. Go ahead.
It's KNEESEASE.com.
Okay.
One word. KNEESEASE.com.
Now, James, do you wear it? Is it attached to one knee, or are there attachments?
If you have two bad knees, then you can get two. The second one costs less. Or if you just have one knee, you can attach it to one knee, and it goes on very easily. It comes off very easily, and it works.
Is it something that is small?
This is very small. You're not even aware you're wearing it.
Okay.
You're wearing it.
Yeah.
And Dr. Richman, who is very famous for his pain management work, has attested to the fact that this solves the problem forever. Anybody who goes to that website or calls in at 800-281-5219 can solve the problem at a stroke.
You know, James, the reason I do it is not because of knee pain. It's because of back pain, lower back pain.
Right.
That kind of, takes the pressure off the lower back. So I'm looking forward to trying it for those purposes.
Oh, it's going to work. I promise. Let me know if you do order it,
what
you think.
Okay.
It hasn't failed yet. It never will fail. It works, and it is my gift back to the world that has been so kind to me.
Well, and I want to tell you something. You have been kind to the world, too, not only for this, for a lot of things. Let's talk about the show for a moment. 20th Emmy nomination coming up. Is there anyone that you wanted, living or deceased, to interview and have not or did not get a chance to?
Marlon Brando, yes.
Uh-huh.
He was reclusive by the time we started inside the actor's studio.
Yeah.
But the one that I wanted the most of all, I always said, was the night that one of my students at the Actors Studio Drama School, of which I was the dean, returns and takes his or her place on that, in that chair, will be the best night I've ever had on Inside the Actors Studio. And, of course, it happened with Bradley.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I looked down the list, and it's just a short list because it's, you know, an enormous list. And I can't help but notice that there are no radio talk show hosts on here now. Now, James, I'm going to
an oversight.
So I'm going to give you the opportunity to make good on that. How's that sound?
All right.
Doing interviews, you certainly have come across, as I have 1 billion times exactly, the interviewer with the infamous one-word answer. How do you handle that?
Well, I haven't had that problem very much because when they come to the show, they know that it's a school. They know it's a master class. They know that those are master's degree candidates out there, and so they are very interested in conveying whatever information they have to those students. So I don't think I've had any one-word answers.
Wow, I tell you, that's remarkable. That only shows how the quality of the questions become. If you hadn't done this, and I really meant when I said Mr. Show Business, because, you know, a lot of people in this industry that we're in center on one thing. You centered on all of them. If you weren't doing this, what would you have done other than being an inventor?
I don't know what I would have done otherwise. If this has become such an important part of my life, I didn't anticipate that it would. It led me in so many directions. And as far as being an inventor is concerned, this is just one more chapter in my life, and I'm terribly excited about it because I've invented something that I know works.
Yeah.
And that people are responding to in the thousands.
Yeah, a remarkable career. And to get the accolades of peers in this business, as you well know, is very difficult. And I apologize, James, for not being able to go down everything that you've done and all the Emmy nominations, including the one that is forthcoming. But listen to this. The fifth most nominated primetime television series in the history of television, only behind, listen to these shows, American Masters, The Simpsons, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and Saturday Night Live. That is a mark in the granite that will live for many, many television years to come. You know that.
And we're a school.
And a school on top of
it. That's all we are, is a school.
Yeah.
The subject is craft.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you were so involved in about 12 or 13 of Bob Hope's birthday specials and Jimmy Carter's inaugural gala. So it's always nice when you are being interviewed by somebody who knows the industry rather than somebody who doesn't. And I don't think that there's any part of this industry that you portray a question to any of your guests that you haven't participated in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I suppose there are some, but now that I've added inventor, the list is growing smaller.
Yeah. Well, the Michael Schimmel Center is where, at the Pace University, is where each episode is taped. And how long do you normally do before you go into edit? Here, we have certain time parameters because it's live radio.
We're usually on stage for about 4 hours.
Wow. Whoa. Is that right? Unbelievable.
And we edit it down to 1 hour.
The editing itself has to be very difficult just to be able to take the prime stuff. Because at 4 hours with some of the names that you've had, you could do a season with. You know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. No question about it.
By the way, I suggest everybody check out James' memoir, Inside, Inside. And again, kneesease.com, James?
Yep, it's kneesease.com, all one word. That'll get you to the website, and it'll give you all the information you need. You can order it, and I hope that you do, and I hope that you find that it works for you as it has for many, many other people and is working for them.
I am going to do that, and I'm going to take you up on the offer to let you know how it works for me. I'm sure it'll
Please
be
Please do.
Yes. And also, James, do me a favor. Please join us again. You're a fascinating individual. Would love to have you back on the show. And you coming back kind of endorses whether or not you had a good time or not. So I hope that you do.
I've had a very good time, a very, very good time, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, James. We look forward to your 20th Emmy nomination in yet another season on Bravo of Inside the Actor's Studio. And congratulations on the new invention, Knees Ease. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Our guest has been Inside the Actor Studio's host and creator, James Lipton. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
As
as a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Today, we're all across the USA and around the world. Well, the big day is February 3rd. Very controversial game this year, there's no question about it. The Super Bowl is coming, but it's just not all about the football game. It's about the friends, it's about the party, it's about the food. And when it comes to food, we got the man for you. He's the celebrity TV chef, and he is a best-selling cookbook author. He is known as, and I love this moniker, I really do, it's the Chef of Love. Joining us right now is Chef Jernard Wells. Jernard, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here, my friend. Now, this year, not only is this going to be a great year for the Super Bowl, but it's going to be in your hometown, right?
Yes, Atlanta is hosting a big game day this year, and I am so happy to be teaming up with Boyden Cheese, my favorite cheese, because as you know, like I know, Ron, you can't have a great big game day party without having a nice cheesy dip on hand to serve those guests.
I am, like, absolutely obsessed with cheese. I love cheese. I could just eat cheese all day long. And I'm not saying it because you're on the air. I really mean that. So tell us some of your ideas for a cheesy, if you will, dip.
I have an amazing cheese dip for you, and I agree with you. I love cheese as well, Ron. As a matter of fact, I'm working hand-in-hand with Elsie the cow to get my own cheese vineyard in my backyard. We're going to have to figure this thing out. But a great cheesy dip to have is the spinach bacon ranch dip. And all you need is a few simple ingredients that I'm sure that you have in your kitchen at any given time. A little mayo, a little sour cream, the Borden cheese thick-cut shreds, and I love using those. Actually, the four cheese Mexican thick-cut shreds, they're five times larger than your regular shreds, adding bacon, ranch, and thick-cut shreds mozzarella cheese. Blend it all together, place it in your favorite casserole dish, pop it in the oven, let it bake until you get all that creamy goodness, and you don't want to forget to add in some wilted spinach.
Really? Why wilted?
Well, you want to pre-wilt it ahead of time so it breaks down a lot better, and then also with all of that cheese going everywhere, that cheesy flavor just sinks into that spinach as well, so you get a nice, good, cheesy flavor throughout the whole dish.
Well, I tell you something, you picked the right occupation, because you just describing it makes my mouth water. You know, I'm going to ask you what I've asked a lot of great songwriters like Paul Anka and Barry Manilow and the like, and that is, where do these ideas come from? I mean, where do you get an idea of a dish like you just described? Did you get it in the middle of the night? Were you, you know, experimenting? How did that happen?
You know, it's a combination of a lot of things, Ron. Honestly, I've created over 5,000 recipes. I have enough recipes to write cookbooks over the next 10 years. But a lot of them came to me in dreams. A lot of them just experimenting. And then, being a father of 9 children, I have a lot of test tubes at home that I get to experiment all these different recipes on and get the nay or the yay on them. And that's how I came up with the barbecue stuffed jalapeno poppers, a.k.a. the Big Popper. Hollow out a jalapeno, stuff it with your favorite pulled barbecue meat, and the kicker is then the thick-cut shred sharp cheddar, stuff on the inside of those jalapenos, batter them up, pan sear them till they get nice and golden brown, and on the inside you have all that cheesy goodness. But you don't just stop there, Ron. You gotta have barbecue nachos. Not your traditional nachos, but barbecue. And pour meat over the top of them. But the signature is taking your favorite barbecue sauce, thick cut sharp cheddar cheese shreds, adding it into that barbecue sauce, letting it cook until it get a nice creamy velvety texture to it, and pouring it over the top of those nachos, finishing it off with jalapenos and more of those thick cut shreds. You'll have anybody mouth watering.
Gernard, you got to do me a favor. What is your home address? Because I want to get over there this afternoon. I fly up from Orlando. Where can I? This sounds great.
You know what? Normally I don't give my home address out to anyone, Ron, but for you and all the listeners, you guys can find me at BordenCheese.com, because that is where the love lies.
Now, let's talk about the love, all right? Now, you are known, as we mentioned, the chef of love, and we all know that they always say that
the way to a man or a woman's heart is through their stomach.
Okay, all right.
And I am a sound believer of that. And, you know, I truly believe that food and love go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And love is always an ingredient, and that's one of the reasons why I care so much about Borden Cheese. You know, they're made up of a co-op of over 8,000 family-owned dairy farms. Now, that's a lot of people to spread the love, and you can taste it in every bite.
You know, you could be like the Barry White of cheese. You know that? Because you have that deep, resonant voice,
yeah.
And you're talking about that love.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, that
you know,
love.
They used to call me the Barry White of food.
Well, now tell us about what we can find on your website, because I know that you've worked with all the greats, Paula Deen, a friend of ours, Tyler Perry, Lady Antebellum, but you have a site called ChefGernard.com. Tell us about it.
Correct. You can go to ChefGernard.com to order any of my 6 cookbooks, as well as all of my sauces and seasonings, which are great pairs with cheese flavors. Also, they can follow me on any of the social media outlets at Chef Jannard. As well, January the 28th, I'll be the co-host of Best Things I Ever Ate on the Cooking Channel, as well as I have my own show on the new Cleo Network on Comcast Xfinity, which is called New Soul Kitchen, as March 16th.
Wow, you got a lot of things happening.
I got 9 kids. I can't stop no time soon,
no,
Ron.
No.
I figure I'll probably retire when I pass away.
That's it. That's a great time to do that. Now, what are you going to do on Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm going to be cooking up some of these great dishes because I got a lot of phone calls and a lot of people beat down my door wanting to come and join with me.
Yeah, I'm one of them, to be honest with you. You also judge, don't you? You're the judge on, I'm trying to think of the show, Chopped Junior.
Chopped Junior?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how did you get started? I mean, was it something that you worked at the apron strings of your mom or grandmother or somebody?
I actually started cooking with my father and my mother at a young age.
Just you.
At 16, I opened my first restaurant up, which later led me into owning 9 restaurants. But then, and that's been over 20 years ago. But what led me into the entertainment industry was Paula Deen. She was a mentor of mine who gave me my first opportunity in front of a live audience of over 15,000 people. And I got bit by the bug of entertainment, and I saw how food and love really just bring people in together. And hey, I couldn't stop there.
You're quite the guy. Well, we are going to be watching your new show, and I invite everybody to join our chef at chefjannard.com. And you know what, Jannard? You can come here anytime. You're a great guest, and I hope that you have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Certainly, if the game goes south for anybody, it's going to go way up with your food and all of your snacks to enjoy the day with.
Thank you. I'm looking to be the MVP of food this year.
Love it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Our guest has been the chef of love, Jannard Wells. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you
legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
That's going to put a wrapper on Ron Sedgy Today for this week. We'll look for your company come next week, so please be here. I want to thank our guests this week, and they include from Chicago Fire, Joe Minoso and Yuri Saturnoff, Smokey Robinson from the Investigation Discovery Channel, Diane Diamond, Eduardo Ponte, the son of Carlo Ponte and Sophia Loren. He's a director in his own right. Ken Cage from Renegade Repos, Bobby and Andy Cohen, the stars of Velocity Channel's Junkyard Empire, James Lipton from Inside the Actor Studio, and Chef Gennard Wells. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. Till then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.